So sit straight. And you stretch your hands, shoulders, so that there is no tension anywhere, right? Lift up. Look down, look up. Left, right. So you can slightly stretch. And so now close your eyes gently. Just ensure that there is no tension anywhere in your body. Your body is completely relaxed. Be aware of the form of your body. Be aware of the sounds outside you. Be aware of the breathing. See how cold air goes in and warm air comes out. Completely relax your body. Let breathing happen naturally and normally. Now you pray that everyone be happy. Everyone in this universe should be happy. No one should suffer. Everyone should have the right positive attitude. And no one should get into sorrow. These four are what is there in the prayer. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Let everyone be fine. Sarve santu niramaya. Let no one be subject to any pain. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Let everyone have a positive attitude and see everything in a positive light. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhaved. Let no one be subject to sorrow. Wholeheartedly wish everyone happiness, health, joy, peace, prosperity. Let everyone have everything. Everything has been happening by the will of God. Everything has happened fine. Everything is happening fine. And everything will happen fine. There is absolutely nothing to worry about. The Lord takes care of everything. Everything happens for your spiritual development. There is no one else other than God in this whole universe. All the people objects, situations, they are all only messengers of the God. Everything that has happened is by will of God through the people, objects and situations. So there is absolutely no reason for any regret or for any anxiety. Whatever you have done in the past is all a part of your spiritual development. Every situation you faced and everything that even you did are a part of your spiritual development. Know what lessons every situation has given you. Learn the lessons, keep moving forward. That is all that is needed. You don't need to have any regrets or any guilt for anything that you have done in the past. Whatever you have done in your past is based on your knowledge and judgment and maturity at that point of time. It may be right, it might have been wrong, doesn't matter, go ahead, move forward, go forward. Learn the lessons. Yes, now you have become wiser, now you would have done things differently now, no problem. You have learnt your lesson, go forward. Completely free yourself from all guilt and all regrets. It's okay. Everything is fine. No problem. It's all a way of learning. Go forward. Go forward. And same thing. Whatever anyone might have done to you, it's all lessons for you. Everything happened by the will of God. That person also acted by the will of God, by which the Lord wanted to teach you some lesson. Learn your lesson and go forward. Forgive the person, forgive everyone in your life, forgive yourself. It's okay. Everything is fine. No problem. Wish everyone good. Wish everyone peace and prosperity. Wish yourself also peace and prosperity. Everyone is on their spiritual development and everyone will be moving forward. The Lord is there. He makes situations in everyone's life for their own spiritual development. Every situation in your life, the Lord has created for you, for your spiritual development. Learn your lessons and move forward. Keep going forward. That is what is important. Nothing to worry about the future. Everything is in the Lord's hands. He will take care of everything in the future also. He has been taking care of you in the past. He is taking care of you now. The Lord will take care of you in the future. You don't need to worry about anything. It's all in the hands of the Lord. He is your father. He is your mother. He is the one who provides everything. Krishna says, Pitaham asya jagato mata data pitamaha. Right? So the Lord is everything. He is the father. He is the mother. He is the origin. He is the cause. He is everything. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva. The Lord is everyone to us. Two things here. One is the Lord is everyone in our life. And also it is the Lord alone who has come as everyone in our life. You have to understand this in both the ways. Tvameva mata cha means one is the Lord is my mother, and second thing is it's the Lord alone who has come to me in the form of my mother. Tvameva matacha pita tvameva. The Lord has come to me in the form of my mother. The Lord has come to me in the form of my father. Right? So everything in my life, every person in my life are different roles played by the Lord in the drama of my life. My life is the drama, and the Lord adorns various costumes, various roles and plays as my father, as my mother, as my husband, wife, child, employer, employee. The Lord is playing various roles around me in the drama of my life. Everything is God only. There is nothing in this world other than God. There is no one in this world other than God. Everything is God and God alone. And this whole drama of my life is for my spiritual development. What is spiritual development? I wrongly think that my pleasure, my security comes from people, objects and situations. It is not true. Everything comes from within. I don't need to seek outside for any security. I don't need to seek outside for any pleasure. Everything is there within me. And that is spiritual development. Finding the Lord within my heart is spiritual development. Finding the Lord within my heart and depending on Him alone for security and happiness is spiritual development. And the entire life is designed for me to turn inwards and seek the Lord within and find my happiness and my security within. All the situations are designed to make me turn inwards. So, nothing to worry. We are all in the lap of the Lord, and nothing to worry at all. Everything is fine. Everything will happen fine. The Lord has been taking care of us, and He will take care of us. Have absolute peace, absolute calm. Take a deep breath. Imagine a golden yellow light in the center of your heart. The Lord has taken this form at the center of your heart for you to think of Him, worship Him. In the center of your heart, there is a fully bloomed lotus. At the center of the lotus, there is a golden yellow light. Enjoy the vision of this golden yellow light. See how bright the center of it is. Let the golden yellow light take the form of your Ishta Devata, and let the form assume the natural color. So your Ishta Devata is seated in the center of your heart on a fully bloomed lotus. facing the same direction as you. Facing the same direction as you are sitting. There's a beautiful smile on his face. With the eyes full of compassion. Completely he accepts you as you are. He is totally satisfied with your life. He is full of compassion. He wishes you all peace and prosperity and spiritual development. Offer some chandan to the forehead of the Lord, to the back of the hands and on the feet. The Lord is very happy with what you are offering him. Offer some flowers at his feet. Offer a garland on his neck. The Lord is very happy with what you are offering. The Lord is accepting your offering with a smile. Offer some agarbatti incense, some nice sweet smell, offer to the Lord. Offer light to the Lord, wave a lamp in clockwise direction around the Lord. The Lord is graciously accepting your offering. Offer some sweets and fruits to the Lord. The Lord graciously looks at them and accepts them. The Lord is totally satisfied with your puja. Bow down at the feet of the Lord. He places his hands on your head and blesses you. Sit next to the Lord. And chant his name or your mantra a few times. Every chanting you offer to him. You can also imagine that with every chanting of your mantra, you are offering a flower at his feet. So, with every chanting of the mantra or his name, you offer a flower at his feet and he is accepting it graciously with full of compassion. see the face of the Lord as you are chanting the mantra and offering flowers at his feet. The Lord has a beautiful smile on his face, accepting all your offering, full of compassion. The Lord is graciously accepting your offering. Bow down to the Lord. Offer all the fruits of all your prayer to the Lord at his feet. O Lord, I trust you fully. Everything happens by your will. I don't know what I want. I don't know what is good for me. I am yours. I offer completely myself at your feet. Let whatever you will happen. I accept everything as your will. Please bless me with true devotion to you, with peace and prosperity in life, so that I can worship you without any botherations. May I never forget you at all times. I completely surrender myself at your feet. This life is yours. This body is yours. This mind is yours. Everything is yours. I am yours. I completely offer everything at your feet. Please bless me that I will always remember you. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva Tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Come bow down to the Lord. The Lord places his hands on your head. and blesses you. The Lord is very happy, fully satisfied with your worship. Sit next to the Lord. Take a deep breath. Be aware of the Lord in the center of your heart. Lord takes the form of golden yellow light, and the Lord expands the golden yellow light in the form of the Lord, expands the golden yellow light, expands, expands, expands everywhere, covering everything, all directions. All that you have is golden yellow light. The Lord in the form of this golden yellow light is condensing in the form of this entire universe around you. Everything in this world is a manifestation of the Lord. The Lord appears as all these things in this universe. The same Lord whom you worshipped within with your eyes closed exists outside as this world, its people, objects, situations, everything. The Lord has become everything around you. The same Lord whom you worship with your eyes closed, you are going to see with your eyes open. There is nothing other than God. Within and without, it is He alone who exists. Take a deep breath. Be aware of the form of your body. Be aware of the sounds outside you. Think of all the great people who have blessed you in your life. Your father, mother, teachers, elders. So many people have come into your life because of whose teachings, blessings, that you are what you are now. Bow down to them. Thank them for having done everything for you, which has brought you to the Lord. That you have come to the Lord now is because of all their wisdom, their support, their blessings. Thank all of them for having brought you to the Lord. The Lord is your eternal companion. With your eyes closed, you see the Lord within. With your eyes open, you see the Lord outside as the world. Slowly open your eyes. Yeah, so the worship, thinking about the elders and teachers and thanking them, you can do in the beginning and you can do in the end also. So the whole idea is completely be acceptance, complete acceptance of everything. Be grateful for everything that has happened in your life. all the people who have contributed to your life, and completely accept yourself, all the people, objects, situations, everything in your life, past, present and future. So with complete acceptance, complete peace, approach the Lord with gratitude, worship Him, and know that there is nothing in this universe other than God. Closing your eyes, you think about the Lord within. Open your eyes, you see the Lord as a form of this universe. There is absolutely no difference, and there is nothing other than God either inside you or outside you. God and God alone exists. This is the whole meditation. Your entire meditation, in fact, all your Gita study, all your spiritual sadhana, everything is for this only. Yo mam sarvatra, right? Mam pashyati, right? So that's what we saw, right? Seeing the Lord within and without, everywhere. So that is the crux of the whole teaching, and that is the crux of the whole Gita, right? Sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani cha atmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshanah. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. Sarvabhutastitam yomam bhajat ekatvam ashtitah sarvatha vartamanopi sayogi mayi vartate.